I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi there. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we sift through the artifacts of history 7 days a week. Today is March 21st, 2019. The day was March 21st, 1963. After nearly 30 years of operation, the infamous Alcatraz prison closed. On its tiny rocky island in San Francisco Bay, Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary was notorious for its rough conditions, the big-name criminals it held, and the inability to escape it. Before Alcatraz Island became a federal prison in 1934, it was home to a military prison. President Millard Fillmore signed an order that the island be set aside for military use in 1850, and soon after, a fortress was built on the island. During the Civil War, Confederate sympathizers, privateers, and people accused of treason were imprisoned in Fort Alcatraz. The prison also held Native Americans who had resisted the government, and later, conscientious objectors. In 1909, inmates built a new cell house, hospital, mess hall, and other buildings on the island, creating a new prison complex that was completed in 1912. Alcatraz Island, with its strong, cold currents, was the perfect place for a prison because nobody could attempt escape and succeed or make it out alive. So, in 1933, the Army handed Alcatraz over to the U.S. Justice Department, which needed somewhere to put criminals deemed especially dangerous. San Francisco citizens weren't thrilled about having a federal prison so close to the city, though. But the Justice Department ensured people that the island was secure. And after construction to increase the security of the facility, Alcatraz opened in July 1934. There were usually about 250 prisoners in Alcatraz. Each prisoner had a separate cell, about 9 by 5 feet and 7 feet high. And there was about one guard to every three prisoners. James A. Johnston, the first warden at the prison who was there until 1948, was strict and ruthless. Radios and newspapers were off limits, and most of the time, there was silence. In the early years, when prisoners could only talk with each other during meals and recreational time, they would even dump the water out of their toilets to be able to speak to each other through the piping. Executions were not performed at Alcatraz, but a little over a couple dozen people did die. Some were murdered, some committed suicide, and some died from illnesses. At any time, a few hundred civilians lived on the island. Families of the guards that lived on the island had a convenience store, soda shop, and bowling alley, but a boat did run to the mainland several times a day. Prisoners at Alcatraz were mostly inmates from other institutions who were violent or prone to escaping and needed to be transferred to a maximum security prison. But when you think of Alcatraz, you probably think of the well-known criminals who did time in the prison. Gangster Al Capone was locked up in Alcatraz from 1934 to 1939 after he continued to run his criminal operations while incarcerated in Atlanta. Prohibition-era gangster George Machine Gun Kelly spent 17 years in Alcatraz. Crime boss James Whitey Bulger was in Alcatraz for 3 years. And plenty of people also attempted to escape from the prison, and some got farther than others. In 1945, John Giles worked at the loading dock, and he stole an Army uniform and walked onto an Army launch that he thought was headed for San Francisco. But his destination was Angel Island, and he was caught when he got there. None of the 14 attempts were successful, though 5 people are considered missing and drowned. The Rock, as Alcatraz was known, closed on Thursday, March 21st, 1963. Alcatraz closed mainly because it was so expensive to operate, and the facilities were deteriorating to the point where it would be unsafe for people in it. It would take $4 million in 5 years to repair. So prisoners were sent to a new prison built in Marion, Illinois. Frank Weatherman was the last prisoner to board a boat to leave Alcatraz. A group of Native Americans occupied the island in the late 1960s and early 70s, saying it was their rightful land, until authorities forced them off. Alcatraz is now a tourist destination. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you want to learn more about Alcatraz, I would highly recommend the movie starring Nicolas Cage called The Rock. I'm just kidding. That doesn't have anything to do with Alcatraz's history. But you can still leave us a message at TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If there are any upcoming days in history that you'd really like me to cover on the show, give us a shout on social media. Thanks for showing up. We'll meet here again tomorrow.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tail.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.